This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two, live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest in the, well, now dark, but still beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The us in studio tonight in the mobile studio, it's Daryl.
And Mark.
And we will take your calls about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Let's try Ralph one more time, and after that, Mark, you've got a strange story out of France. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Go ahead with my thoughts. You know, what's the difference between cannabis and crack? Let's jog some memory here. Back in the days of Clinton, crack was becoming an epidemic that largely impacted blacks in this country. The use of crack back in the days was a widespread one that is becoming, out of control, that they have to, wage the war on drug. And, that's when, you see a lot of police action in the black, parts of this country. And,
You think that during the war on crack was when police action started in the black community?
We know for a fact that, Clinton put the budget to put more cops on the beat. We know that for a fact, okay? And the term super predator, you know about that one, sir, right? And as far as, this animal who bark and consider himself a female, wasn't that a racist term back then? And I believe, blacks to this day still consider the term super predator a racist term. And, incarcerating black as well is a policy that...
Super predator? I don't think I've ever heard the term super predator unless it's in reference to a possible movie.
No, Bill Clinton used the term super predator. And I believe Hillary did too in some announcements, but I don't quote me on it.
I have a question for you, sir. Was that some kind of a racist creed that you just put out there that mentioned something about the people who use cannabis are Filipino? Can you this direct recording from you now? Filipino, Hispanic, and the Negro.
That was a quote from Henry Anslinger, who was the chair of the Federal Narcotics Board back in the 1930s. He made that quote, and it was reasons that he was giving to legislators as to why they should make cannabis illegal. So that was not the opinion of anybody on this show. That was a quote from Henry Anslinger.
Okay. I just want to clarify that. But because, I'm from the Philippines. I don't use drugs. And God, what do you think would happen to me if I go back in there, knowing full well Duterte has a full scale war on drugs right now in the Philippines? What do you think would happen to me if I, use cannabis, if I go back to that country and use cannabis? Of course, there will be,
Didn't Duterte say that he wanted to execute drug users?
I think they're doing that.
And he go on, and he's getting bad media with regard to that. But I'd like to believe that this whole idea is part of the agenda of El Negro Animal Sambo.
So programs that Bill Clinton started are somehow the fault of Barack Obama.
No, I'm talking about legalizing marijuana. Okay. This is part of
part of Barack Obama's agenda? There have been more raids on dispensaries in California under the presidency of Barack Obama than there were under George Bush, but somehow it's Barack Obama's agenda to legalize cannabis.
You see, as far Cosby in racist, then he goes on. This is the same person we talk about here, right? Then he goes on about white women use that to elevate the sexual desire for the Negro.
Apparently, that was also a quote from Henry Anslinger. That was, again, not the opinion of anybody on this show. Quit trying to say that we're racist. I know that you are always on this one-trick pony that we're somehow white, liberal, guilty. And now you're trying to say that we're racist.
I can make the distinction between white guilty and white bigotry, okay? And, you know, One has a different kind of agenda from the other. And as a matter of fact, the alternative, the alt-right, you know what that is. In some other time, I will talk about them. The alt-right came into being because of Obama, okay?
As a reaction?
In reaction to Obama, you could call it that. He created that whole...
I suppose you could say that the KKK came into being as a result of the actions of black people from having children. I mean, no.
And who created Mark? Who created the KKK? Well, obviously you didn't watch the movie.
Democrats? I don't know.
You're correct. It was Democrats.
You did not
but somehow movie. Ralph will tie it around and say that it's Barack Obama's fault because everything that happens is Barack Obama's fault in Ralph world.
Who is running the show right now but him? Okay? I mean, what is working and what are things improving?
I think you should talk to presidents, because past presidents will generally say that they don't really run much. They'll say that, you can pass out some executive orders.
In the case of Obama, that's very much true, because he is an inherently lazy, lackadaisical, nonchalant type of individual. The worst stereotype that you could ever append to a black person, he lived up to it, and then some. I mean, we're paying this man to do nothing.
Thanks for the alcohol.
I'm not paying the man to do anything, but if he is to be paid to do something, I would rather him be playing golf because then he can't screw things up. I don't know of any president that ever screwed anything up from the golf course. It could have happened. I just am not aware of it. Now, we had mentioned something about something weird in France. And, Mark, you've got this story. What happened and where?
French police make a woman remove clothing on Nice Beach following a burkini ban. Now, we spoke about the burkini ban here on Free Talk Live. We thought that it was ridiculous. I wasn't entirely sure they were going to enforce it. I thought it might be just a, this sort of rhetorical thing that they passed. Turns out authorities in 15 towns have banned burkinis, citing public concerns following recent terrorist attacks in the country. Apparently, they think that these ladies are going to blow themselves up in their full-body bikinis.
One thing that's interesting, if you look at a woman in the burkini and you look at a man in a full-body wetsuit, there's not a lot of difference between the two things other than the burkini has like a skirt sort of thing that, you know, covers the intimate lady parts that guys like to look at.
This is simply bigotry.
Of course.
The end of the story. If you're scared of some woman who's on the beach, who's covered up,
that's suspicious.
Bigot.
You need to walk around naked.
I mean, like, I think there's a lot of sort of legitimate things in the culture wars, and I can see why people dislike this thing or like that thing, but if you care what this lady's wearing on the beach, and you want to make her take clothing off in order to be at the beach, it's ridiculous. Now, I can go to the beach wearing long-sleeve shirt and some jeans and
did
walk
did your
along.
Wife beat you, sir? Are you okay? Do you need a safe place to go?
It's nuts. This lady's by herself in this picture. Photographs have emerged of armed French police. Of course, we have to have guns when we go out there. Confronting a woman on the beach, making her remove some of her clothing as part of a controversial ban on the burkini. The burkini's just a bodysuit and it's got a little skirt.
It's like a slang term for like a burka bikini.
There's a bikini aspect.
The face is not fully covered, but it's like a full body wetsuit with, you know, sort of dangly, frilly things to cover the intimate lady parts that guys like to stare at.
It's not covering it in that way. You make it intimate lady parts. I mean, it's just a skirt.
Right, and it obscures the butt that guys like to look at. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live from HempFest.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the French police demanding that this woman in Nice remove some of her clothing because she was wearing a burkini in public. We will get back into that. But if you have Bitcoin, I want you to download the official Bitcoin wallet of Free Talk Live. That would be the Jax wallet. You can get it at jax.io, that's spelled J-A-X-X.io, or in the App Store of your choice, be it the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. There is no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and Dash, and you can change those smoothlessly.
Smoothlessly?
Or seamlessly.
Smoothly? Seamlessly?
Smoothly and seamlessly. Simultaneously.
And at the same time.
And at the same time, thanks to Shapeshift integration, you can, again, change your Bitcoin to Dash or Dash to Ether or Bitcoin to Ether, etc., vice versa. The Jax wallet was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange and listener to Free Talk Live. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, J-A-X-X.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so going back to the story from The Guardian, photographs have emerged of armed French police confronting a woman on a beach and making her remove some of her clothing as part of a controversial ban on the burkini. So what a burkini is, well, it's just a bodysuit, essentially, with maybe a little sort of faux skirt.
A little frilly part to cover the, you know, spots that guys like to look at.
And a head wrap. Do they like to look at that, too? Well, guys like to look at all the spots, and it covers most of the spots.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Guys do like to look at all of the spots.
So, regardless of that.
All of them.
Authorities in several French towns have implemented bans on the burkini, which covers the body and head, citing concerns about religious clothing in the wake of recent terrorist killings in the country.
But again, it doesn't look much different than a full-body wetsuit that someone going surfing might wear.
Images of the police confronting the woman in Nice on Tuesdays show at least four police officers standing over a woman who was resting on the shore at the town's Promenade des, oh God, not French, Angoulême, the scene of last month's Bastille Day lorry attack. After they arrive, she appears to remove a blue long-sleeved tunic, although one of the officers appears to take notes or issue an on-the-spot fine. The photographs emerge as a mother of two also told on Tuesday how she had been fined on the beach in nearby Cannes wearing leggings, a tunic, and a headscarf.
How dare she?
Yep. Her ticket, seen by French news agency AFP, said read that she was not wearing an outfit respecting good morals and secularism.
I'm not entirely sure what that means other than we need to see some legs.
One could make it lurid if one wishes to, and I like to see ladies showing parts on the beach as much as anybody, but this is just downright bigotry.
Yes.
You can't, I think it's about a headscarf, I think is what it's mostly about. You can't wear a headscarf here on the beach, but,
I guarantee you if some, very attractive girl in a bikini had some sort of lacy headscarf thing, covering her head, they would not say anything.
That's
because
true.
It's not a full body covering.
I was sitting on the beach with my family, said the 34-year-old, who gave only her first name, Siam, and was wearing a classic headscarf. I had no intention of swimming. A witness to the scene confirmed the incident. The saddest thing was that people were shouting, "Go home!" Some were applauding the police. Her daughter was crying.
I can't blame the daughter for crying.
Yep. Now, look, I don't agree with all the social welfare programs that they hand out there in France, and I think that they cause people not to assimilate into culture and that sort of thing. This isn't the way to do it. If you're going to let people come to your country, then telling them what clothes they have to wear, it gets a little ridiculous.
Yeah, and you mentioned the, you know, not necessarily assimilating, and there are parts of the United States, especially in major cities, where you do have this diversity of, you know, segments of the population that have managed to hold on to their original culture. And, you know, when you say it that way, some people will get all upset. Those people need to assimilate and become American. But yet you would then miss out on Chinatown. You'd miss out on Little Italy. You'd miss out on all of these, you know, parts of places like New York City and San Francisco and Los Angeles that have their own culture and their own sort of thing.
Also, these habits in foreign countries were going away until United States foreign policy in the Middle East really took hold, and then they began to swing to the right. Turns out, when people's culture is vilified, they cling to it more thoroughly.
Yes.
If for whatever reason, say people in the South were told, you can't talk like that no more. Well, they'd begin talking like that double. You wouldn't be able to understand them.
Yeah. And then they'd be, you know, raising up what they call Confederate flags. It's actually the Confederate naval flag.
Second Virginia battle flag.
Well, that's the square
one. The square one, yeah.
And the rectangular is actually the naval jack.
Yeah.
Neither of those flags was ever the national flag of the Confederate States of America.
No, it wasn't. But nonetheless, it is certainly a rallying cry for some. Going on, the nice span refers, nice span refers specifically to the truck attack in the city on 14 July that claimed 86 lives, as well as the murder 12 days later of a Catholic priest near northern city of Rouen. The ban by several towns will come before France's highest administrative court on Thursday, following an appeal by the Human Rights League, a French NGO. Yeah.
So that means that most likely they had the hearing today, and that ruling will come out at some undetermined point in the future.
Yeah, I'm no French legal expert, but I'm going to say that this is going to fall by the wayside. This is just crazy stuff. It is challenging the decision by a lower court in Nice, which upheld a ban on the outfit by the west, by the town of whatever this Vallonneuve-Lobent, just west of Nice, was among the first of 15 towns to ban the burkini, triggering a fierce debate in France elsewhere and elsewhere about wearing a full-body swimsuit, women's rights, and secularism. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I think it's funny in the picture they blur out the lady's face, but all the police's face right there
and that would be completely opposite here in the U.S. to where everybody wants to protect the identity of the cops unless they're doing something absolutely wonderful, like pulling a cat out of a tree or playing basketball with some minority somewhere, as if that is going to wind up undoing all of the hundreds of deaths that have happened.
I love these brave, vigilant paladins of truth and justice, all decked out in their bulletproof vests and their guns to deal with this lady and make her take her clothes off in public.
Well, sharks have lasers now, so you need the bulletproof vest on the beach. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-453.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Normally we have Skype, but not tonight because we are not in the LRN studio. We're actually on remote at the mobile, using the mobile studio here at Rogers Campground for the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. It's the third annual, the first one here at Rogers, and the first one for Free Talk Live. And so here in the studio tonight is Daryl
and Mark,
and we will now go to the phones. Who do we have up first? I can't read that from here.
The Christian Anarchist calling in from Alabama.
I believe this is Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live. Go over with your thoughts.
Well, hello, guys. Since I just came back from Europe 2 weeks ago, I can tell you a little bit about Nice.
Okay.
I was there. I drove through Nice 3 days after the terrorist attack, and I drove down along the street where it happened. They had half of the street was closed off. Actually, part of right where the truck stopped, they had the entire street closed off. But then for the rest of the almost 2 miles where the guy drove down, it was only on one side of the street that was closed, so you could drive down the other side. And it was a very somber experience with an awful lot of, they had memorials every few feet. I mean, it was amazing how many people this guy managed to kill. And
how'd he do it?
He did it by driving a truck down the road and just smashing people.
Hmm. I think like a tractor trailer sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, it was a lorry. It's one of those one piece, like a big moving van truck. And they shot him eventually, but it was almost 2 miles. And the thing that struck me most was how that cannot happen in the United States, at least not in the South, where I'm currently living, because so many people in the South are carrying guns that somebody would have been able to stop that guy before he got 2 miles down the road. You know, it was a crowd of people. I don't know how many people, probably a couple thousand people on the beach, maybe even 5,000. So in a crowd in this country, there's going to be an awful lot of people packing heat, and one of those guys is going to stop this guy before he gets all the way down the road and kills 78 people or whatever it was. You know, it's an awful lot of people.
There seems to be strong evidence that if a gun owner is around, or more than one, that mass shootings don't get quite as far as they do when in these sort of gun-free zones where nobody has a gun.
Yeah, well, in this case, of course, the guy wasn't using a gun. He was using a truck, but it's the same principle.
Sure.
Somebody with a gun.
It's still it's a mass killing if it's not a mass shooting, and somebody can jump out in front of him and, you know, pop a few rounds into the windshield and run away.
Well, I had to drive through there because, you know, I'm a conspiracy nut anyway, and I had to go see it for myself to see whether or not I believe the official story. And I do believe the official story. I saw the aftermath. Obviously, I wasn't there when it happened, but I don't think that there's any way this could have been faked. You know, I think some crazy guy in a truck actually drove over a bunch of people and killed a lot of people. And
you don't think he was put up to it by the New World Order?
Well, you know, what happened in his mind and how he got to that point, that's up to debate. I don't know. Maybe somebody messed with him. Maybe somebody put the idea in his head. Maybe he had some kind of conditioning ahead of time to do this. Maybe he was just a crazy person. I don't really know.
There's always the chance that there's just a crazy person.
And
some religious nut.
Since you had mentioned the conspiracy aspect, there are some people saying that nobody got killed because you don't actually see any dents on the front of the truck and you don't see any blood splatter anywhere. What are your thoughts on that? And I ask only because you had mentioned the conspiracy aspect.
Well, I saw, you know, stains on the pavement where the people were crushed. And I can't test it to guarantee that it was blood. But I saw stains on the pavement where each memorial was placed. So I believe that people were crushed. Now, driving a big lorry like that, if you were running over people, you're not going to get blood on the front of the truck. You might get blood underneath on the axles and on the wheels and on stuff like that. You're not going to get blood on the front of the truck because you're not smashing people up against a wall. But there were certainly a lot of bullet holes in the truck from the pictures that I saw. Now, I didn't get to see the truck because when I got there 3 days later, it was gone, of course. But from pictures I've seen, there were a lot of bullet holes in the truck. So I think the guy got shot. That's probably why the truck stopped because, you know, some people are speculating, why did the truck stop right there in the middle of the intersection? Well, it was probably shot. You know, so when you're
if you blow up the engine, it's not going to continue going.
Or if the guy gets a bullet in him and he just can't put his foot on the gas anymore, then, you know, it's going to roll to a stop at some point.
Well,
a truck doesn't roll like a car rolls. You know, it comes to a stop more quickly.
Yeah, a little bit.
That wasn't the only thing I did in Europe. I was in Europe for me and my wife and our son were in Europe for 3 weeks. We started in Nice, and we wound up in Amsterdam, and we did have a great time. And one of the things that I really was kind of sad about, all of Europe is really suffering for tourism right now. We went to some places, like we stopped in Brussels for a couple days, and we went to the sidewalk cafes, and they were just about empty. You know, everybody's afraid of terrorism, and all I want to say is, that's just crazy. It's nuts.
It's crazy.
Afraid of terrorism. Because the chances of you being anywhere near a terrorist incident, even with one happening every 6 months or something, you're not going to be there. The chances are so small, you're much more likely to get struck by lightning than to get killed by a terrorist, either here or in Europe.
Right. If a 9/11 level terrorist act occurred in the United States every year, it would still be less than a tenth of the deaths that occur from driving a car. So, you know, going to Europe and driving a car is more dangerous than whatever terrorist threat there is there.
Right. And again, that's based on this, you know, completely unrealistic statistic of, if a 9/11 style attack happened every year.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, the number
of people... It doesn't happen every 10.
Right. The number of people that are killed by terrorists is a lot smaller than the number of people being killed by police in the United States. Christian Anarchist, thank you for the call. Let's go to a voice and a name that you're used to hearing on Thursdays. We've got Conan. Conan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Daryl. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
So I noticed that you're in Lancaster tonight and not in the King studio. What's up with that?
Yes, and I told you that last week, and then I sent you a message a few days ago, and you said, I'm probably going to forget and show up to the LRN studio anyway. And I said, yes, I know.
I did just that, but it was all right. I got out of the house, and that's what I needed.
Did you at least grab the egg carton, the books, and the bottle that have been sitting there for you for about a week?
Negative. I did not enter the studio. I just kept on driving when I realized what I had done. So
what'd you call in about?
I'm looking at the HempFest ad. I wasn't calling in about this, but is this just a hemp awareness? Like, you know, get government out of hemp so we can start making hemp products? Or are people getting baked?
Yes.
Look, I don't know the mental state of everybody who's at this particular event, but this is an event to celebrate the amazing plant that is hemp and
the
all of its
amazing, wonderful plant.
That all the, you know, variety of ways it can be used. Plus, there's a lot of great bands, a lot of great vendors, people doing, I don't know, fire dancing and hula hooping and
probably smoking some things. We'll put you on hold. We'll bring you back about whatever it is that you actually called in about. And your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest at Rogers Campground.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's say you want to listen to Free Talk Live, but you don't live in one of the nearly 170 markets that we're on. Well, you can still listen without having to go to a website. Let's say you're driving down the road and you don't necessarily have 3G, but you can make a telephone call. Well, you can call 641-793-9660. That's the Liberty Radio Network audio on demand line. You can catch all of the live programming when you want it. So Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, and several other shows you can catch at any time of the day using the listen on demand line, 641-793-9660. And the best part about this, other than the fact that there's no app to download and it does not require an internet connection, you can leave us a message. So you dial that number, 641-793-9660, press 2 for Free Talk Live, and then at any time you can press 0 to leave us a message, and we may or may not play it on the air. If you're a regular caller, chances are it will not get played on the air, but if you're someone new, then, you know, increases the chances a little bit.
Shorter's better, no matter who you are.
Yes, shorter is better. I don't even listen to the message if it's over about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And there have been messages that were like 10 and a half.
Yeah, it's not arable, so it's not. This isn't intended to be a message service for us. It is a, you know, it's to go on the air. And
right. So there was a call a couple of weeks ago, fairly short, where the guy challenged our position on voting, and that one actually did get played on the air. It was a night that you and Ian were on. But let's go back to the phones that are actually live when we are. 855-450-FREE. We have Conan, who is a voice that you normally hear on Thursday nights, but we're at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest, so Conan is not in studio, but he is on the phone. Conan, continue with your thoughts.
So you know that Thursday nights co-host, this is my girlfriend's night off from me. you know, and so I come back. So I go to the studios, of course, in Keene. You guys are nowhere to be seen. I figure it out. I come home. She is upset, dude.
What are you doing home?
She was getting ready to make popcorn and watch some Netflix shows that I won't watch with her. And, yeah, she's – and guess who she blames, Daryl?
Blame Canada, I guess, or is it blame Daryl?
She blames you, of course, because you're easy to blame.
Of course she does.
Perhaps you could go bowling.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you could go bowling. You could also go out for pizza. There's about a dozen places in Keene that you could go get pizza. Conan, thanks for... Is that why you called in to... Well,
no,
was that the reason you called in? Okay, well, what's
not
the reason you actually called in?
Hey, can I plug my show? What are the rules? Can a co-host plug a show?
You are a co-host, so yeah, you've got a new project that you've been working on, and you launched this thing this past Sunday.
Nope, it's getting launched this Sunday, this coming Sunday, August the 28th. It's a brand new program. It is not what my last show was, Black Sheep Rising, which was an adult late night show, and we were swearing and just talking about all kinds of nonsense. This is a more local project right here in Keene. We'll be focusing on local events and politics. We'll be doing all we can to deconstruct.
You know we're not on the air in Keene. So why do we care? Why would anybody on 170 radio stations care about your Keene show?
Right. So why should somebody listening in Washington or California care about this?
Because the events that we're going to be talking about, the shenanigans that we're going to be discussing, happen everywhere. You know, right, for example, I want to, this week, this Sunday, I'll be talking about the historical district that they're trying to impose on us right here in Keene. This happens everywhere. And people,
certainly,
you know, it's a property rights versus an aesthetic value that some old people have. They want to save the old buildings, and they go lobby city council, and of course, yeah, the property owners lose in the end. And so, you know, this is just Keene, but it, you know, really does happen to everyone. And hey, you know, I want people to come move here too, because the more voices that we can get here in this community, the more power we'll have to actually defend the individual rights that are so important to us voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians. And, you know, I think it'll be a good show. It's not going to be the bridge burning, well poisoning nonsense that people really think of Keene. You know, when they look at the, it's either anarchists and pumpkin smashers, but I'm trying to change that outlook.
So what's the name of the show? Where can people find it?
The show is called Citizen Keene, and that's Keene with a C-A-I-N, like Raising Keene. The website is citizenkeene.org. It'll be streaming on the Facebooks this Sunday. The Facebook name, of course, is the same name, Citizen Keene Show. And I think it's gonna work out. The best part about it is, unlike my last show, there's actually a call-in option. So, you know, you can call in, and if you have some experience in what we're talking about, or you just want to add your own opinion, the number is 267-521.
Don't worry. Don't give the line over this. One, people aren't going to be able to write it down. And two, they'll get confused and dial that thinking that they're getting Free Talk Live.
Just keep plugging the website, Citizen Keene, spelled
Citizen
Keene the Bible.
.org. Conan, thanks for calling in. Look forward to that new project and look forward to being back in the studio with you next Thursday. And what's that other call that we've got there?
Ricky in Pennsylvania.
Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. We are live from New Hampshire Hemp Fest, and you are, I believe, in Pennsylvania. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That would be correct there, Brother Daryl and Brother Mark. Good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was sitting here listening, and I wish I was there celebrating. Now, I had a couple questions for you guys. Maybe you can help clear something out up for me. There's two focuses on this. But the first one, something I don't really understand. Now, I've mentioned before that I'm a Jeffersonian. I've listened to a lot of the guys on the show, yourself, Mark. Mark, I would say that, correct me if I'm wrong, you would be like an old school Republican, you would consider yourself?
I don't know. I just consider myself to be a libertarian. I figure that people ought to be able to do what they want to do without, as long as they're not harming anybody. That, you know, that makes sense to me. Now, if their actions begin to get into the realm of harming people, then, you know, I've got a particular problem with it. Old school Republicans, I don't think they really knew what they were back then either, so.
Depends on how old school you're talking. Like, are you talking Barry Goldwater, 1960s old school, or are you talking like Abe Lincoln style old school?
Before the flag.
Yeah, I like Jefferson as a president. I think he was...
I like Jefferson as a philosopher better than I like Jefferson as a president.
Agreed, but I mean, if you're going to take somebody as president behind William Henry Harrison,
was a good deal, brother. A lot of people didn't understand it.
I would take every president being William Henry Harrison.
Yeah, I'm all for William Henry Harrison. Repeats of that. He died, 30 days into office?
30 days into office.
Never having achieved anything.
That's when the legislature did not convene until December.
But I'd say where Jefferson really fell down, where he really failed as a philosopher, was he was big regarding public school, public financing of schools. And we now have at least 100 years of public governmental financing of schools, and what we can see from that is, well, the worst schools in the industrialized world, with teachers' unions and national power. I'm sorry, Ricky, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that, but I think where I was kind of going with this tonight is the thing that probably hurts me as a Jeffersonian. I've been a devout Jeffersonian before I was more public about it and some of my other stuff in recent years. You know, and one thing about libertarians, and this is, I think, the biggest problem with libertarians as a party, is because one thing they never speak about, and I think I understand why, one thing they never speak about that they link themselves to is Thomas Jefferson. And as far as I look at it, I think I know the reason why, because the Jeffersonians have always been there. I mean, they were there from the time of Jefferson. They're still there. And
I think the reason they do it is because, Ricky, I think the reason they do it is the reason they don't link themselves to anybody is because people will fail you. If you say you're a Rothbardian, if you say you're...
Well, Rothbard said blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, voluntarily starve your children, blah, blah, blah.
Right, or Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand said that being selfish is the highest something that human beings can achieve, blah, 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 blah.
Ludwig von Mises wasn't exactly a person who was completely, equal in the area of, ethnicity and those kinds of sorts of things. People will fail you. I am not a person. I'm a philosophy person. Thanks for the call, Ricky.
Ricky, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 3 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live from New Hampshire HempFest, 855-450-FREE.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.